Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Nicole Roberts, engagement editor at the News Tribune. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole. So I think engagement editor, I have to admit, it's a funny title. Right? You're not really in charge of weddings and engagements, for instance. That probably shows my age a bit there when newspapers, that was the primary focus of the style section, was weddings and engagements. So what does an engagement editor do?
So I always tell people that I'm the community engagement editor, so that kind of clarifies it a little bit. But essentially what I do is I try to improve our relationship with our readers and with the community in general. So that could be just try and figure out ways that we could answer questions, how we can maybe reach an audience that we're not necessarily reaching currently, even just doing simple like little contests that just make the community feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a wide variety. It's one of those that it's when we eventually talk about what all I do as community engagement editor, it's going to be this thing and then this thing and this thing, and they're not going to seem like they all
they're
not going right. to seem like it, yeah. But they are.
There's a randomness there. So, you know, one thing that when you say that, it reminds me of a friend who once told me, she's in the business too, and she said, you know, newspapers too often are in the broadcasting business, you know, where you just today's report's out and you've basically dispelled it to the folks and they dispersed it to the folks and they get an opportunity to listen, and really that's about it. Engagement though goes to a different level, where there's a conversation, where you're actually looking for the input of readers. They help to sway the direction of stories and what should be covered, what shouldn't be covered.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So that's our goal. I mean, one of our long-standing ones has always been letters to the editor. When I think of engagement, that's a high traffic area still, you know, hundreds of years later, where folks, it gives them an opportunity to put together their thoughts, share them with other people, and then there's feedback from it, from other readers to those letters, either in person or in print again. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
But like, so one thing that letters to the editor does have a wide reach when it turns to audience, but I guess the thing that I really focus on is kind of taking that platform and also moving into a place where not just people who read the newspaper can't interact. So social media, I think, is probably really my baby, I guess.
Yeah.
So like, obviously I help our social media manager right now, but I think that that's always usually my go-to whenever I try to think of how we could improve our relationship with our audience and how we can have better engagement. A lot of times, if you probably in the last year or so, if people have noticed, we may be asking questions in our post before, like you said, we used to just broadcast it. We would mm-hmm. usually copy and paste a sentence from the story, paste it in the post and go. And honestly, we wouldn't even monitor the comments at that point. We would just let them go. But now we will ask questions in the post saying, do you agree with this? What do you think we should do? And at that point, even when people are commenting, now we try to make a better habit of going in and commenting back to those people. So that also goes back to if they even give us criticism or positive feedback, we like to go back and comment and let them know that we do care about what their opinions are.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's really underestimated. Folks maybe don't realize is how much we do pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
That whether it's a phone call to the office, whether it's at a coffee with the editor, someone saying something that they like or dislike about the paper, to comments about subjects that we do a story on the school district's reopening plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know myself as a journalist, I look at those comments because I'm looking to see what folks are thinking, you know, where they're coming from. You know, I was a parent of elementary kids at one point, but I'm not now. But it helps give me a glimpse of what they're thinking, which then helps us maybe decide this story needs to be done. We never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think engagement is an incredibly important part for a newsroom, and we appreciate your role that you have here at the News Tribune.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So let's talk a bit more. We've talked a little bit about why we do it. So let's talk about some of the ways that engagement manifests itself in the things that we do.
So I'm going to start rattling off a bunch.
This is where it gets really random.
Yeah, it's going to be all over the place at this point.
So you start rambling. When I put my hand up, stop and let's talk about that for a minute, okay?
Okay, so I guess the big thing that we do, but I guess we kind of put on hold because of the coronavirus, was Coffee with the Editor. We've done that for years, but now we are trying to encourage more engagement. So one thing we're going to be doing is actually the virtual Coffee with the Editor. We're supposed to be doing that, I think, later this month. Mm-hmm. But that's one way. Probably, I feel like that's probably the biggest way that we do in-person community engagement.
Yeah. And so let's talk about that first. So for those who are not familiar with it, what we've done in the past is once a month, we go to a coffee shop here in town. Mm-hmm. It's usually in the mornings, like 8 to 10 o'clock. I'm there. We buy coffee for you. If you come in and you want to talk, you can come bring your complaints about the paper, what you like about it. We often have guests. We've had from Supreme Court justices there to man on the street type people, where people of interest to the community. And so they come in, they tell them a little bit about themselves. You have an opportunity to ask them questions, ask me questions. It's just a great conversation. So we do it once a month. Pre-COVID, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
But now, let's talk a little bit more about the virtual, what we're thinking we are going to try to do.
We are wanting to have Coffee with the Editor be on a virtual platform, whether that's Facebook Live or some other, or YouTube Live or something. And we are encouraging people to send us questions or comments they have about the paper. And obviously you, our editor, is going to answer those questions. But one thing I would really love is to have people even stay on the live stream and even ask questions throughout it, so that after you get done answering questions, I can take comments from the comments section and you'll be able to have kind of that engagement there.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking at right now. I think that if this goes over well, we'll try to expand it and we'll try some new things. But right now, I mean, it's pretty basic, I guess.
It's exploratory at this point, I think is the safest way to say it.
Yeah, it's because it's all new. Yeah. So.
And so this is where we depend upon you, listeners, to share with us how you would suggest what works with it, what doesn't. We acknowledge this is new for us, but we think it's really important that because these coffees have been such a great source of ideas that we want to get back into doing it. And we miss it, and we miss you, and so we want to take this opportunity to figure out how to do it well. So what's another element of engagement things that we do?
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned the social media, which, like I said, that's a huge thing. But one thing that we also like to do is we like to partner with organizations. So right now we are partnering with Redemption Inside the Walls, and they created a John G. Fisher Good Samaritan Award. They created that award, and they came to us and asked if we'd be willing to get submissions or get nominations for this award. The reason that they came to us is because last year we did Heroes of the Storm, which is where we recognized people who helped the community after we got hit by the tornado. And that went over really well, from what I remember. We had like over 40 nominations, I think.
Right. It was like 40 nominations. 15 were actually honored, brought up mm-hmm. on the stage, given plaques, and recognized for the incredible work they did in the days and months after the tornado.
Mm-hmm. So they want to kind of get that same feel as they did last year, but they want to make it where it's something that they can still do reoccurring. So obviously with the tornado, I mean,
yeah,
last
let's
year.
Don't do it. Let's don't yeah. do a tornado every
year. Yeah, so yeah. that's gonna be a little difficult. So they decided to create the John Fisher Good Samaritan Award, which essentially is going to recognize people who have gone above and beyond to help the community. So that could be as simple as they volunteer regularly with an organization, to they were just a random person who helped somebody on the side of the road, maybe when their car broke down or if they got in a wreck. I mean, we're keeping this thing pretty wide open.
Right.
And those submissions are actually going on now, so people can nominate. So they can go to our website, and under our contest tab, it's the very first thing that will pop up, is people can submit those nominations. But we also wanted to go even beyond that. So News Tribune will look at all the nominations, and we will select 4 people to receive the award. But we also want the community to have a voice in who else gets the award. Mm-hmm. So starting on, I believe it's September 7th, people will be able to go in and vote who they think should receive the Good Samaritan Award. And once that voting is done, I believe the voting ends on September 12th, I believe. That means that'll be a fifth person to receive the Good Samaritan Award. Okay. Those people will go to Redemption Inside the Walls concert, which is on September 19th. They'll receive the plaques, get recognition, and yeah, it'll just be a feel-good thing.
All right, that sounds awesome. So this is an incredibly great program that we're blessed to be a part of. So let's tell them again how they can nominate someone. So you go to the contest page?
Yeah, so I'm not going to try to say the link because it's very long, but essentially if you go to newstribune.com and over in the right-hand corner, you'll see the contest tab. Click on the contest tab, and it's the very first thing that will pop up. And like I said, it's the John G. Fisher Good Samaritan Award. So,
and I will tell you, if you have trouble with it, here's another alternative for how you can do it. You can send an email to Nicole or myself. My email's gary@newstribune.com. Nicole?
Is nicole@newstribune.com. And that's N-I-C-O-L-E, no H.
Okay. All right. So again, it's incredibly important that we want to recognize these folks. So please take a moment and submit a nomination.
Mm-hmm. So, plus, I always love reading the nominations too.
They're inspiring.
Yeah, that's like, that made my day last year when we had to just sit down and read all the nominations.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about another way that we try to engage with the community through our efforts.
Oh, gosh. So I think I mentioned newsletters. Newsletters is a big thing that we push out. We will do polls. So people may have noticed that over the last 3 months, I would say, we've been doing polls and surveys on our stories. So pretty much that allows people to engage not only with us, but with the community in general. They can voice their opinions.
Let's circle back for a minute. Newsletters. There are a variety of subjects. So for instance, opinion, there's a Go Mid-Mo. For entertainment purposes, there's a morning update.
A sports one.
A breaking news. And then there are more to come. Yeah. Okay, stay tuned. Our goal is that we try to find niche interests and really try to bring those stories together that we do to, maybe you don't subscribe, but it gives you an opportunity of what we produce that might interest you. Mm-hmm. And so how do you sign up for newsletters? Because they're free, right? You don't have to be a subscriber to get one.
Yeah, so people can go to newstribune.com/newsletters, and that's where they'll find the list of newsletters. And like you said, there's breaking news, there's morning, sports, local events, opinion. Gosh, I know we have others that are coming up, but they'll find the whole list there.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, one thing that Nicole does a great job, she neglects to mention here, but we do a lot of what we like to call pop-up newsletters. Mm-hmm. You know, so we did a newsletter during the week of Salute to America, you know, that kind of helps you see what maybe you missed.
The
Cole County Fair, same thing there. We also did one on, or are doing one on, Inside the Walls Samaritan Award. So, so anyway, a lot of options there, and I'd encourage you to go to our website and subscribe to some of our newsletters. So, okay, so what other types of things might people see in the coming weeks or months as far as engagement?
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun things that are going to be coming up this fall and this winter, but we're still trying to work out the details right now, so I don't want to give too much away, but obviously stay tuned.
Okay, so we're looking forward to these fun things because as election season arrives, that's right, there is another election coming. We're exhausted from the August primary, I will tell you as a newsroom. However, we also recognize there's a big election coming in November, the general election. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity we found with elections for engagement. So let's talk a little bit about what we've done in the past for engagement and then what we might be doing coming forward. So,
yeah, so obviously election coverage is kind of our bread and butter here at the newsroom. And things we've done in the past is we will ask for submitted questions from readers. So they usually can send those to vote@newstribune.com. We host forums for candidates. We will do in-depth coverage with all the candidates, so talking about issues that we believe are of importance to our community, and also that kind of ties into the getting reader submitted questions. We'll have the candidates answer those questions. We do this thing called Voter's Guide. It will essentially be a one-stop shop for people who want to have really quick information right before the election. It usually comes out, I believe, the Sunday before the Tuesday election. So those are big things that we've done in the past. But one thing that we're really looking forward to for this coming election is we are wanting to do some more trusting news things. So okay. Trusting News is pretty much a national organization where they encourage newsrooms to try to improve their relationships with readers by being more transparent and also showing that we do care about the community. So part of what we're going to be doing with that is we're going to be asking readers to submit questions. We are also going to be creating pages for people to find election coverage a little easier.
So the idea behind it is you're in the election mindset there. You want to know mm-hmm. as much as you can about some amendment or some candidate. So we do stories, we put them in this one repository where folks can go and just dig to their heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And then obviously we'll still continue some of the things we've been doing in the past. So we'll obviously do election forums for November. Again, those are kind of to be announced right now.
Right.
Because we don't know the exact dates or times, but we'll have those soon.
So. You know, and I will say one thing, you're right. Elections do become kind of our bread and butter during these seasons. And one thing that strikes me every year, I mean, it's when you're in the middle of it, you get so exhausted by it. But I can't tell you the number of readers who have come to me or to other journalists wanting to know if we're going to be doing a forum. They want to know early so that mm-hmm. So that they can make sure they're there or can listen to it. Or the reader questions. I mean, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, those things are so it is so uplifting to see voters engaged. And all they have to do is send a simple email to vote@newstribune.com, and they can actually, maybe they, whether it's a council member, which is not on the ballot this election, or heck, let's say the governor. If you have a mm-hmm. question for the governor, we do our best to try to go over there and ask Mike Parson, Nicole Galloway, his Democratic candidate, how do you stand on this issue?
Mm-hmm.
And we see ourselves as a champion for our readership, and we covet this opportunity to take your questions and try to help you sort through the candidates you're going to be choosing from. And to me, that's the heart of that trusting news mm-hmm. is that individually we may agree or disagree with your stand, but we relish the opportunity to help you be informed in the electorate so that you can make good decisions mm-hmm. because we're all blessed when that happens. So I'm kind of on a soapbox here. Sorry about that, Nicole. But I mean, that goes to the heart of trusting news, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, with trusting news, it's encouraging that transparency, but also it goes back to encouraging engagement. And I feel like when it comes to election, engagement really encourages people to get involved in their democracy. So that's how I always look at it from my position when it comes to elections, is how can I improve engagement so that people are more excited to participate in democracy?
Yeah.
How can I get them excited about sending questions to candidates, about voting, about reading about issues?
Because if they become excited about it, they become vested in
mm-hmm.
it. They become owners of it. And
mm-hmm.
and then we're all pulling together in that instance. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's a great effort that we undertake, and mm-hmm. I so appreciate your role in that, and as well as your role as engagement editor.
Mm-hmm. And I'll put this out there that obviously if there are things that News Tribune could be improving on, I mean, I'm all ears. So I love getting critiques and finding out how we can improve our paper. I would love to have people contact me. So
most folks they're kind of incredulous about that. I mean, I think one thing that you'll be surprised by, whether it's Nicole, whether it's Rebecca Martin, our city editor,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Tom Rackers, our sports editor, whether it's me, whether it's Jerry Tritz, our opinion page editor, we want your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may not be able to do exactly what you want, but we long for your feedback. We want to be in discussion with you.
Mm-hmm.
We long for your ideas. We see this newspaper as an investment in this community. And as the community grows, so will the newspaper. And so, honestly, that's our approach. So, that being said, Nicole, if someone wants to share something with you, how can they do that?
So, they can call me at 573-761-0247, or they can email me at, again, it's Nicole, NICOLE, @newstribune.com. No H. Please don't put an H in my
name.
Hate
the H.
Yes. Right? Everybody misspells my name because they put an H in it. There is no H.
All right. So if you need to reach me, my phone number is 573-761-0255. My email is Gary, G-A-R-Y, at newstribune.com. And I hope I see you at the next Coffee with the Editor, whether it's virtually or down the road in person. But again, we thank you for being part of our family here, reading us. We do appreciate your engagement with us. And Nicole, we thank you for helping to develop this conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.